This exact moment marks the beginning of the Stoke Source radio show for today. Would be our my 54th episode, I believe. And all I can say is I'm happy to be here. As always on a Tuesday, I am very pleased to be here at this hour. And I'm very excited to entertain you today for a whole hour of a live show of the one and only Stoke Source with some really nice music and me talking about things that interest me. And it's sort of acting as my audio journal. It's the way I like to explain Stoke Source, because I wouldn't say it's overly produced like a podcast or like a like someone who's really, really dedicated to a radio show in the way that they're trying to make money from it. I'd say that this is sort of just my way of having fun on a Tuesday and keeping myself busy and interacting with some really great people online. And if you aren't a member of a non-radio, if you're coming from, you know, my Instagram page or something like that, I'd encourage you to consider joining up to SDF, and you can access all kinds of things like com, where you can talk online with some really, really, really interesting people. And I'm just jumping on com to see who's here. We've got CSH, we've got LD Beth and Quinton and User724 and Gemlog. So hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for joining me. I'm just going to ask you real quick, how's the audio levels? Can you hear me okay? Is everything sounding all right on air? And Rolly's here too. Welcome, Rolly. Welcome, everybody. We're 2 minutes into the show, and I'm getting the signal that everything sounds fine over the air. So that's good to know. I've had a pretty good weekend. It's only Tuesday, so yes. Saturday evening, I played a show in Brisbane with my five-piece band, which was actually incredible. It was probably the best gig we've done yet. And there was multiple factors for why it was the best gig. I'd say one was the crowd, because without a really good crowd, you really can't get through to anyone. And they were just super receptive and very friendly. A lot of them were my friends, maybe about 6 or 7 of them. Well, that's not a lot, is it? Compared to, it was probably about 150 to 200 people there in the front row. But in the whole venue, it was man, I don't even know the numbers. It was big. It was really, really, really cool to play there. It's probably my favorite place. And a lot of people I didn't know were just dancing to the music, which is always cool when you see just absolute randoms that are really enjoying it. That's, I guess, the goal, isn't it? You're not trying to please your friends. You're trying to reach a wider audience. But I'm very grateful for my friends for always supporting me. And every gig I do, it's almost they always turned up. Which is a huge thing for someone like me, because it's almost essential for these starting periods of a musician's life and doing gigs, because it also legitimizes you to other people. It's like, oh, well, he's already got some people around him, and that sort of thing gets more people on the dance floor, and then before you know it, the whole place is packed. So it was really good. Other than that, things have been quite slow, but. Relaxing. I've been in a good place creatively, been making more music, and I feel like I'm starting to get into the groove a bit. But you know what? I think it's time to play a song, and I found this song probably about a week or two ago. It's called Magneto and Titanium Man by The Wings, or just Wings. And you know what? I also discovered. Snowdust put me onto the metadata thing for live shows, which I never used, so I'm gonna start using that now. Thank you, Snowdust, for turning me onto that. And this song is Magneto and Titanium Man, and listen to the lyrics. It's very, it follows a cool story. Here we go.
Last night, Magneto and Titanium. couldn't be bad. Magneto was mad to turn into the Crimson Dynamo. Just couldn't cut it no more. You will know. We went to town with the library, and we swore.
So there we had Crimson, Magneto and Titanium Man by The Wings. I thought that was quite a nice song. And something about a robbery that was due to happen at 2:45 in the main street. And I don't know, that line was just nice. It kind of just painted a picture in your head when you heard it. Even if it didn't have any relevance to an overall narrative, it was just nice. I got another song straight up. We got some Devo playing. Freedom of Choice. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
have Canary in a Coal Mine by The Police. I really do like this song, so have a listen. Now we have Reminiscing coming up by the Little River Band. And I do think I forget how the song goes, so it's going to be nice to hear it again.
That's
Well, well, well. That was Reminiscing by a Little River Band. And before that, we played Canary in a Coal Mine. And I never actually heard that expression before. And I'm sure many of you know what it is, but me being the 19-year-old uncultured man that I am, a canary in a coal mine meant nothing to me. So I think they used to send canaries in coal mines, is that right, to like sniff out something or other, or kind of like they did something in the mines, and it was to be cautious. So look, is canary in a coal mine, is it a term that refers to someone who is living their life so cautiously and carefully and not, you know, taking any risks, I suppose, or just being a very bland person, perhaps. Yeah, you get so dizzy even walking in a straight line, I think, is one of the lyrics. So makes sense. If you're dizzy walking in a straight line, then you're quite an anxious, scared person, I suppose. But anyway, there's something new. Got a few more songs here. We're only 20 minutes into the episode, and there's a few songs I like to play. I liked the song choices of last episode better. I just think I had more really nice songs, and I'm sort of fishing for songs at the moment to play. But I'm still gathering them enough to fulfill the time and hopefully to fulfill your musical needs. When it comes to music, I like to play some really nice songs, and I've got some Yellow Magic Orchestra. You know what? You know what? I already played that. So how about Girls on Film by Duran Duran? Let's try it out. we have a nice little song here called Flesh of My Flesh by the band Orange Juice. And, well, nothing more to say. This is an interesting song. It's called Everessing Elephant. And it kicks in a minute. Or probably less than a minute. And here we go.
An effervescing elephant with tiny eyes and great big trunk. One whispered to the tiny ear, the ear of one inferior, that by next June he'd die. Oh yeah, because the tiger would roam. The little one said, oh my goodness, I must stay at home. And every time I hear a growl, I know the tiger's on the prowl. And I'll be really safe, you know, the elephant, he told me so. Everyone was nervy, oh yeah. And a message was spread to zebra, mongoose and the dirt. Dirty hippopotamus who wallowed in the mud and chewed his spicy hippoplankton food and tended to ignore the word, preferring to survey a herd of stupid water bison. Oh yeah, and all the jungle took fright and ran around for all the day and the night, but all in vain, because you see the tiger came and said, who me? You know, I wouldn't hurt not one of you. I much prefer something to chew and you're all too scant. Oh yeah, he ate the elephant.
Yeah, well, very short song, and I don't know, something about it that I like. I think it's just a happy sort of song. But look, I've got 30 minutes left, and I've got some music I still would like to play. And I'm tossing up whether to do my weekly chapter of this little book that I've been reading, which is Still Like an Artist, which some of you might be familiar with from all the other episodes I've been talking about it in. And you know what? How about we do it? This one's called Nothing is Original. Chapter, it doesn't have a number for chapter, it's just very early on in the book, and this is Still Like an Artist by Austin Kleon. The writer Jonathan Lethem has said that when people call something original, 9 out of 10 times they just don't know the references or the original sources involved. That's funny. What a good artist understands is that nothing comes from nowhere. All creative work builds on what came before. Nothing is completely original. It's right there in the Bible. There is nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1:9. Some people find this idea depressing, but it fills me with hope. As the French writer André Gide put it, everything that needs to be said has already been said, but since no one was listening, everything must be said again. If we're free from the burden of trying to be completely original, we can stop trying to make something out of nothing, and we can embrace influence instead of running away from it. What is originality, you say? It's undetected plagiarism. Okay, so that's the chapter. And I think, that's probably one of the best ones yet, because that chapter really summarizes what this whole book is about. And, you know, that's exactly it. There is nothing new under the sun. And I love that beginning line, that when someone says something is original, 9 out of 10 times, they just don't know the references or the original sources involved. Man, that was so original. It's like, well, no, it wasn't. I ripped it off this guy and I just did it. And you just don't know who I'm talking about. So that's a beautiful thing. And it's reassuring, because nothing is original at the end of the day. Everything is a derivative of something else, and that's cool in my opinion. Well, there it is. How about we play some music? How about that? How about it? Alright, well, this is Neon Lights by Kraftwerk. I played a few Kraftwerk songs last week, but this one I wanted to play and I didn't, and it's such a cool song. So I won't play the whole 8 minutes, but I'll play some. Ooh, yeah. Thank you. Goodbye, Rolly, as he logs off. And thank you to everyone who's here this morning. We have Quinton, LD Beth, FL Porter 88, Unix N. Who else is here? Let's have a look. Gemlog was here, I think, logged off. User 724, well, all of you, thank you. And everyone who's not, who's lurking and comment and talking, we thank you as well for being here. You guys are amazing, and I appreciate every one of you.
Here we go.
She's such a bitch to the boys. Yes, she is.
She's such a bitch to the boys. She
This next one I found. Oh, it's playing Bitch to the Boys again. That's not all you want. This next song is called Right. And I found it just randomly. It's by David Bowie, 1974 to 1976. I believe this was his Plastic Soul era. And, well, it's got a... It doesn't really sound like Bowie, you know? His voice is, obviously. But, like, the music, it's like a... It's definitely got that funky sort of feeling. It was trying to do that Plastic Soul stuff. And it was really... I loved that. I love that period a lot. But, yeah, it's Alternative Gangster Mix, it's called. And so, look, let's have a listen. I remember liking it when I heard it because I liked it because it was different. I was like, haven't heard this before. So let's try.
Taking it all the right way. Keep
Well, that was definitely a song I'd never heard before. And it was really refreshing to hear that whole thing just then, I gotta admit. I like it. It was different. I like the drum sound especially. God, it got that, oh man, it's actually a really good drum sound. And that's one thing, I think Bowie songs, not a lot of them weren't overproduced, you know? They weren't really like, especially the drums. I mean, obviously his more popular stuff was, but a lot of the mixes weren't amazing, and that's what I like about it, to be fair. But this one, the drums really pop, and it's a cool sound. But that's a Right by David Bowie, and it's the alternate Gouster mix. So a few more songs we got in this 11 minutes we got left, folks, and this is called London by Pish. It's just a cool song. It's just got a nice feeling to it, so I don't know. Here we go.
Peace to the world, peace to the kids. We all gotta hurt, we all
like
gotta suffer.
Reggie Snow and Little Patrice.
On each other. We all had a mother,
this came out
sister,
last week.
A brother, do the lie. You worshiping the gossip, you never fall back. You conquering your color, the scars on your back. Conceived by the woman, the star you the brightest. Glorified death, crucified Christ, sleepy giant gone rest. Blonde hair, blue eyed virgin ain't shit. Meditate backwards, church bells ring. Worldwide hymn, footsteps, Ethiopian old hunchback. Looked back, Bible in his hands, dodged punches. Assumptions, seeking to expand one's conscience. Conquest, tribal, humans, nonsense. Cosmic, uterus, birthing me, awesome. Comics, aliens, flying saucers. Suffering, solace, praising me, content. Judas, Deborah,
scripted,
one phone tap, hatred for a soul I ain't never seen laugh. Carved out my features with the simplest of math. E equals everything eventually ends, everyone's dead. Fair. Lose change, weed paper, swimming through the tears. Fighting through fallacies, scribbling my notes. Back to my salary, money don't fold. Brushing my fro, one man's trash be the other man's gold. Zoom through with the Ray-Bans on static. Hip-hop's answer to the magic. Jingle bells rang, Santa Claus hold down snow on demand. Kiss, kiss, wet lips, throwing these hands. Cook them like holidays, Billy Boy brag. I thought I was a man.
Yeah, so that was Everything Eventually Ends. It's a new song. It doesn't sound that new. It's got an old sound. You know those snare rolls? Yeah, these ones it finishes with. I'll just play them real quick. That's quite an old thing to do. I don't know if I like it, to be honest. It feels very dated now. I don't know. But nevertheless, it's a good song, well produced, and it's nice melodies. It's got I wish I could just plug in and play something really quick, but it's got that that chord progression that's so commonly used, and I feel like it's so much of it now. It's so overused. How do I play it? I don't even have my keyboard here. I can't even show you what I mean. But it's the most generic funk sort of progression, and it is a great progression. It sounds good, but I'm kind of sick of hearing it, and I want people to do something else. But that's just me being complaining, which I shouldn't be doing. I love music, and I love people who make music, and I love everyone who's here today on the show that's supported Stoke Source Radio Show. Thank you, Snowdosk, Adam D, Quinton, FL Porter 88. Thank you, Rowley. Thank you, UNXN. Thank you, LD Beth. CSH. So many people. You all make this work and make it worth it for me to come on and do this show, because it's always nice to do it when there's people here. It's just great. Oh, I see. There was a photo with me performing on a live post. I see. I think Rolly must have put that up. Yes. Well, look, That's funny. I'm not doing a live performance today. That was Saturday night, but you can learn more about that at the start of the show. I talked about it a bit. And maybe I'll put some videos up. Actually, there is a video on my Instagram. I'll link it here and you guys can listen. But we got like 20 seconds left. So guys, thank you so much for being on the show. And I'll see you next week. Stoke Sauce, same time. Are we out? No, we've still got 46 seconds left. Man, should I play out the song? Yeah, come on. We'll play out with the song. How about Party On? Here's the same chord progression. I'll play it. Same thing, man. Boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Just always used.
Johnny puts her shoes on. Looking for love on a Saturday night. Lola loves your playlist. Last sing songs and the feeling's right.
I don't know. I think we need some fresh chords. I think we need to change it up a bit in the music.